That's very difficult to do.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's where we find Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown, who's in Cincinnati with the Pirates, getting ready to play the Reds tonight. Greg, your thoughts on what the Pirates have said on the record about shutting down Skeens and Jones?
I have not heard them say they're going to shut. I'm catching this late now. You're saying they're going to shut them down?
No. Like how they're going to handle them the rest of the season as far as innings and managing workloads is concerned.
Yeah, no one has said on the record, hey, if we're in it, don't worry. These guys are going to pitch in September and October.
Oh, well, I mean, we broached this subject again with Ben Cherington on Sunday on his radio show, and he said the same thing. They have given me no or anybody indication that they're going to shut these guys down. I think that's why they did what they did. I thought it was brilliant what they did with Skeens. They alluded to it without coming out and saying it, but it was like the anti-Strasburg move with Skeens by starting him in the minors and being very, very careful with his innings and pitches. I mean, you guys can go back and cite that. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it's obvious how careful they were doing it, keeping them to a minimum every time out there, basically once a week for 6 weeks, so that they could allow him to go deep into the season and maybe pitch him, hopefully, knock on wood, into the postseason. The Jared Jones situation, I said from the outset, I'm sure we talked about this, when people wonder about the Pirates, if they care about winning, the fact that Jared Jones started this season in the big leagues, I don't think got enough attention about how enormous that was. They are basically, you know, when you start a guy in the big for the first time in the big leagues, they're essentially taking 1 year free agency away from Jared Jones.
We've given them credit for that. I agree with you on that.
Applaud them. So I'm the exact opposite. I think they're and to show you how I think important these games are, look at what they did on Saturday when they knew Bednar couldn't pitch.
They threw him an extra inning.
Exactly. 4-2 game. You know if Bednar's healthy, Jones doesn't pitch that seventh inning. No chance. And yet they go back there because they're short in the bullpen. He goes seven. They let Skeens go. I mean, they're in it to win it as far as I'm concerned.
But then the next day they sat some of their better hitters again, Nick Greg, Gonzalez, and pissed people off. So, yes, that is true about the pitchers,
yeah,
but then the lineup
infuriated
people the next day.
Yeah, we talked about that. I still don't get that one. That doesn't make sense.
Well, don't you think that sends a mixed message? Hey, you're sending these pitchers out there for an extra inning trying to win,
no,
but then you punt on a game the next day with your lineup.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they punted the lineup. The only one that I really would take issue with was Nick Gonzalez. And as I think I said to you, Andrew, last week, the one thing that I think we always have to be careful of is, you know, sometimes these guys, some little minor ache or pain, something crops up, and managers protect these guys, so they're not going to throw them under the bus. Just maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's what happened, but that's always a possibility when it comes to the other guys. You know, I get for the most part, because it's not like you're resting, you know, Dave Parker or Barry Bonds. Let's face it, this offense has been terrible. So,
Brownie, speaking of the offense being terrible, the owner acknowledged that, I think, to his credit, said what a lot of fans feel, this isn't good enough. At what point is the offensive struggle that they have been on pretty much since the first 2 weeks of the season were in the books enough to warrant a hot seat, to say nothing of termination for Andy Haynes? Like, at what point do actions or lack of production in this case have any consequences for anybody whose job is concerned with hitting?
Well, yeah, I don't know the answer to that either, and those discussions that go on internally we'll never be privy to. I think you have to take each year differently. Personnel is different. Charrington certainly different than Huntington. Huntington was different than Littlefield. Littlefield was different than Bonifay. The managers are different. I think Hurdle is way different than Shelton. It seemed to me that Hurdle changed coaches more. Shelton seems to be an extremely loyal guy, and with his hitting coaching background, you know, I think he really wants to give Andy Haynes every possible opportunity. So I don't know when, you know, I think that they were showing signs of life a couple of weeks ago for a good stretch.
Well, they trust their process. I mean, that part
I can say is
just overall true. And with the starting pitching, you can understand it, but they're trusting their process with the hitting, Brownie. And I don't know if I'm speaking for a lot of fans. I know I'm speaking for myself. It's frustrating to hear variations on that theme when the process more often than not is just bad. And I can look at the stats or I can use the eye test or both to tell me that. They're just not a good offensive team, and I can only hear about hard hit balls for so long.
No, I mean, I'm with you on that. Heck, we mentioned that to Rowdy Tellez a few weeks ago. I mean, when he was in that horrific slump to start the year, somebody mentioned about hard hit balls. He said the same thing. You know, don't give me that. I mean, we talked about this before. Look at Luis Arraez, back-to-back batting titles, and I think he's probably in the bottom half of hard hit balls in baseball. I'm with you on that, Chris. It's frustrating, and I do believe that there is got to be real soon. And I mentioned this to Ben on Sunday, and he agreed. You don't want to get buried. It's one thing, you can keep talking about being a game and a half or a half game or within a couple games. Well, you don't want to find yourself a week down the road, all of a sudden you're four or five out. So, you know, I think they feel these frustrations as much as we do, even though I think oftentimes we as fans want, you know, someone to speak publicly, outwardly. Frustrations boiled over with Bob Nutting. Maybe that's as close as we're going to get from somebody within the organization publicly coming out there and raising a fist and saying, you know, I'm tired of it and I'm not going to take it anymore. I mean, it looks like it in terms of Bob Nutting, he feels the same way. So, you know, maybe, and I'm not saying it's Andy Haynes, but something has to happen. Whether I was surprised that G1 Bay was optioned yesterday, for example.
Well, he really can't hit. I mean, he's not really a.
Well, we don't know that. We talked about this before. I'm not saying he's the answer, but Nick Gonzalez wasn't the answer, but he sure as heck sparked the offense for a month. And I don't think he's done with that either, by the way. I think he's still going to be fine. But it can't just be Nick Gonzalez. It can't be just one. It can't be just Brian Reynolds. It's got to be a handful of guys. And I still believe that G1 Bay should be given that opportunity. And I think, you know, that it's likely going to happen soon, I would think. Again, I was surprised he was optioned. But something has to give. Something, you know,
would the owner step in the same way that we think it happened with the Steelers, where the owner said the offensive coordinator has to go? Sorry, Mike.
No, I don't. I mean, maybe. I doubt. I don't know that. I doubt it. I don't know that he would.
Well, maybe it wouldn't be that, Brownie, that he wouldn't do that, but wouldn't his displeasure publicly expressed the way it has been now with their hitting and in his acknowledgement be almost, if I were Ben Cherington or Derek Shelton or anybody else who works for Bob Nutting, hearing him say what he did about the hitting would be a large blinking green light telling me I have the owner's blessing to do something about this, whatever it is I choose to do, basically, whether it's firing somebody, doing anything different, trying to aggressively, you know, get new personnel here, whatever that might be. That would be a green light to me from the owner.
Well, and I would agree with you, Chris, and who's to say that isn't the case? Like I said,
lineups out there and they keep Andy Haynes, it's not going to feel like they're doing anything different.
Let's see. When did he make those comments?
Friday.
Okay. We're not even a week into that. What's the line? Have you seen the lineup tonight?
I've not seen it yet. Have you?
I think I saw that. That it's major shakeup, but I see that. I don't think Hayes is in there. I don't believe.
Is Jack Swinski in there?
I'm not saying that's a major shakeup. I don't think Swinski's in there.
McCutchen, Reynolds, Cruz, Tellez, Olivares, Gonzalez, Triolo, okay. Grandal, Taylor.
Okay. Well, I know. I feel the same way about Taylor. He's got to show something to suit too soon, I'm sure, just like a bunch of these guys. Because as Chris just said, with the owner saying what he said publicly, that would seem to indicate, however you want to put it, a green light, certainly frustrations that, you know, we've got to. He said it again. We expect, in so many words, I don't have the direct quote, but it sounds like to me, expecting to win.
Well, he said make the playoffs 100% was his quote.
Okay, yep. That's the goal, to make the playoffs 100%? Well, yep. Then that's all that needs to be said. You know, whatever goes on now in that clubhouse and in the office, they're the ones that have to figure that out. If the owner just said our goal is to make the playoffs, then let's go make the playoffs. How are we going to do it?
Do you feel like they're prioritizing winning this year, that this isn't part of a larger plan, like they have this year circled as a year that they have to win?
Well, it feels to me like they from all that I've seen and heard and said and has been said publicly, it seems to me that, and again, going back to what the owner just said, yeah, they know it is. I don't think Bob Nutting would have said what he said publicly. I think he just would have been quiet, no comment, maybe not available.
Yep.
But for him to come out there and say that, what else needs to be said? Our goal is to make the playoffs. The owner said that. When was the last time you heard Bob Nutting say that?
Well, he also said, like, hey, you don't have to wait until the deadline to make these moves, and I'm giving you, quote, broader horizons and alternative resources to do what you need to do, is what he said about Ben. So that's another, like, cattle prod to the general manager.
Yeah, call it a green light, call whatever you want. Yeah, I mean, it's out there. We don't have to speculate.
Hey, so, let me get you one that's actually not on hitting, Greg, that we get asked about this constantly on social media. And when Falter has a game like that, the bullpen game doesn't work. It still pops up from people. Why do you think the Pirates decided to not sign Trevor Bauer?
I don't know. Why did every team in baseball decide not to sign him? I don't know. I don't have an answer. I've never asked anybody internally, why did you not sign Trevor Bauer? I think Ben was asked that on a show early this year. I think Joe was on it and mentioned it. And I don't know you'd have to go back and search what he said, but I'm not sure that there was the exact reason behind it. But it seems to me every team in baseball has decided not to sign Trevor Bauer.
Is that a collusionary thing?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you think he'd help them?
Would he help the Pirates?
Yes.
I don't know that either. I don't know. I mean, I think he struck out 19 batters in Mexico the other day in like eight and a third innings, did I see?
Yes.
He's a different cat now. That's the other thing, too. I guess anybody that, you know.
It's also just frustrating that we see Brules and Santanas and Jeffries, and Jose Hernandez is pitching well with the Dodgers, and Contreras has done the same thing with the Angels, Greg. That does irritate me. I don't get that. I don't understand that. I don't know if you've asked Ben about that, but why did you let those arms go? And I got to watch Justin Brule.
Yeah, I think Joe was on the show the last week and asked that. I think he even mentioned Hernandez or Contreras or both. And I don't exactly know what Ben's answer was, but they make those calls, Andrew. Those people in there, they've got the numbers, the resources that I don't. So they've got their reasons, and I keep going back to this, as frustrating as it is, it's just as much as frustrating for me as it is you or any fan, believe me. These people that run this organization, they want to, you don't think Ben Charrington or Derek Shelton or anybody, any hitting coach, assistant hitting coach, analytics person, they want to win more than anybody because their jobs are on the line. So I don't think they're just doing things willy-nilly by letting people go. I think they firmly believe that they have better options internally. They had to take Contreras off the roster. I don't know exactly what the reasoning was, but they needed a spot at the big league level. He had to come off the roster. He was DFA'd. Angels pick him up. They make some kind of a minor deal. Same thing, I think, with the Dodgers. So they've got their reasoning. And as frustrating as that can be during tough times, you know, I think for me, I've got to trust it. I've got to trust that they want to win as more than anybody.
Greg, thanks for coming out with us. Enjoy the game in Cincinnati, and let's see if Mitch Keller can turn this thing around tonight. He's been very good lately.
Let's see if tonight maybe the bats just start go to life for like about a 2-week stretch.
Against Hunter Green.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
That would be. Thank you, Greg.
All right, guys. See ya.
Greg Brown brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future in Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. 888-5-HELMET.